One lady, one mission, to get you on your feet. Welcome to Dear Creative Me. I am your host, Kelsey Nyaga, and let's dive in.
Hello, hi everyone, greetings, hi, are those enough highs for everyone? Should I add more?
Kelsey, stop joking.
Anyway, hi guys, this is a beautiful day. I hope you're feeling beautiful as well. And you know, let me take this opportunity to welcome you to yet another episode of Dear Creative Me. With me, your host, Kelsey Nyaga. And today we do have a guest, but later on you'll find out who she is. Yes, it's a she, and she is beautiful and amazing. But watch anyone be a kid too. You see, I would have recorded this a little bit earlier, but I had to like look for my kichungi, like kichungi achai, because your minimalist queen here does not have the money to go buy what's this called? This sieve, this thing that usually put up on belea your microphone so that you guys can speak. Yeah, and I obviously cannot have bad audios for you, so we gotta use kichungi to, you know, sieve out all those pua. Anyway, guys, how was your week? Mine was just a little bit uneventful. Yes, it was a little bit uneventful, and that's okay. That's fine. We are coming to the end of this cheat year, as I said earlier on. And I think I'm just going to stop wasting your time here with, you know, how your week has been. But honestly, I really do want to know how you've been. How's your week been? How do you feel about this year ending? Not literally ending, but people going back to school. Maybe you don't go back to school, but this pandemic saying that, you know, people are going back to school like me. I don't even know if I'm going to have time to record this thing anymore. You guys, pray for me. I need your prayers. Anyway, without further ado, I'll stop wasting your time. And, you know, let's dive into the main thing of today.
So, hi, how are you?
I am fine.
No, it's just, you know, when I said my hi, yes, I was like, okay. So, welcome to our space. I hope you feel welcome. You know, glad to have you.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor. I'm happy to be here too.
Amazing. So why don't you start with telling us about yourself? Tell us what you want us to know about you.
Okay. I am Lucy Dafano. Oh, I am a lot of things, but
I know. Oh,
okay.
No,
I am like a lot of things, like there are a lot of titles that one can give to me, but let me just summarize it under the term a multi-potentialite. And that's someone who has many or different creative past stuff, like someone who ventures into different, yeah, and I am that, like, I do a lot of things, and art, like, from painting, photography, acting, to some bits of music. Yes, there's always something to know about this year.
This is so amazing. Like, I don't think I've met somebody who dives into so many things like you do. Like, it's just so amazing to see how you explore things and find them out and actually get to love them.
Yeah. Yeah, but here I am. I am one of them.
Okay, sour. So, oh, by the way, guys, this is Lucy. She's the one who made us this. How do I call it, Lucy?
The cover art.
Yes, that's a amazing cover art that you guys have been asking about. She is the artist behind all of this.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that you guys have. Oh yes, and she's the one I mentioned to you about, I think a few episodes back, and I said I'll bring her here, so I have brought her here. And guys, I have brought her. So we're so glad to have you here, Lucy. And then, where was I? You know, I have like this book. Because I tend to like get out of topic and go into some other stuff. So I have this book that has been written everything. Mm-hmm. So I think today we're going to talk about the art of self-expression, like creatively. And we are going to have Lucy here to talk with us. And the first thing I'm going to ask you is self-expression. Why is it important?
Okay, maybe let me start by explaining, let's say defining self-expression. So, expression basically it's the display of individuality, whether it's through words, clothes, or art form, like expressing yourself through a certain medium. Yeah, so that's self-expression. And it's important, like, there are a lot of benefits and stuff. I don't know where to start, but let's say it is something essential. Like, as human beings, there are some things that we have to express. For example, our emotions. You cannot just contain them within yourself because...
They need to be expressed.
Yeah, they need to be expressed. But you have to be careful that you express them in a healthy way, because you know there's always two options. You can express something in a healthy way or an unhealthy way. This thing is actually vital. It's important to have a certain way in which you can express yourself, because if you don't, it may just bring some bad stuff. Okay, I think, for example, I hope this will not trigger anyone, any of the listeners, but let's say, for example, the topic on creation, you find that someone is not able to express their emotions, like they contain them within themselves. See, that's like one result of not expressing yourself, like, through words or whatever means to be. It can lead to such complications, and it's not, depression isn't a good thing. Yeah, so that's one of the importance of expressing yourself.
You know, you've just said that, and I've remembered there was this time, like a few months ago, I was at that position, and like I had lived my life, like expressing myself, like I was just, anything happens, I just keep it inside, you know, there's no need to show everybody, there's no need to show myself because, you know, this are me. I kind of paid for that. it was hard. I broke people's hearts in the middle, and
it isn't a situation you like to be in.
So while you were talking, I noticed you say that there are two ways you can express yourself, in a healthy way, in an unhealthy way. What do you think are the means that somebody can express themselves, you know, in terms of healthy and being healthy in a way, healthy way, and also in unhealthy?
Okay, so when you're talking about express self in both ways, okay, let me just mention some of the ways someone can express themselves. As I had mentioned earlier, I said that self-expression is like playing your individuality, whether it's through words, because the people who love poetry, they tend to lean on that side, like they express themselves through words. And even you can find that when someone talks to you, they're expressing themselves to you through words. Also, you can find that a person expresses themselves via clothes, like their sense of style. That's another form of expression. And then the one that I use most is through art forms, like expressing yourself through art forms. And art forms is like a huge label to a lot of things. It can be like dance is an art form, paint, photography, acting, like people express themselves through that. And you know, okay, those are examples of the forms to express yourself. But with these things, you can either express yourself in a healthy way or an unhealthy way. And and an example of an unhealthy way of expressing yourself, let's talk about like our emotions. I might be angry. Anger is a common emotion among us human beings. Let's say hapo uko na vitu vyako pia viko sawa, alafu you're just talking to somewhere and all of a sudden you find someone stepping, and let's say you have that be angry, eh? And then wa jamaa kitu chako umekinunua kimengara hapo, alafu mtu anakuja na kanyaga. You know, you'll be like, hey, that is where the entire vocabulary comes. Like, you're like, huh? Wewe unakanyaga hivi. Unajua, eh? Unajua hiki kiatu nilikinunua wapi? Mm. Unajua. Do you even know? How do you dare even say to me? You see, that's like, you can end up shouting at that person and you're actually expressing yourself, but in an healthy way. It's unhealthy. Yeah, because it isn't right. But there's a healthy way of actually expressing that. And I know someone like, hey, what is this you're about to tell us? You see these things that I have... you see these things that I have listed. Clothes, expressing yourself through clothes, art forms. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're angry, go and just pick that one medium that is suitable for you and just express that anger through it. It's like a healthy way. And let me use an example of me. 3 days ago, I was I'm exposing myself.
How specific?
Hey, this is a recent thing. Hey, let me expose myself. So 3 days ago, there was an incident and I was angry, and like at home I have a younger sister. I could have ended up shouting at her, you know, there's that tendency, letting it all out on someone. So I was angry at that time. I did not even want to talk. I was like, okay, let me go and I could not sleep. I could not sleep.
Wow.
And I was like, hey! Ningle wakati nakwambia machungu yamezidi hata hauwezi kulala. And I told myself, I'm going to create an artwork. I'm going to create a painting. And I went and took this canvas that I had made and then took some paintings, some dark colors and some bright colors over there. Yeah, and I just blessed them. And I just got immersed into that acti and just painted my anger out. Actually, I have that painting next to me. I am looking at it. It's here. And the painting, let me describe it. The painting is black and red. You see, the colors can just speak for
super
themselves.
Super angry.
Hey.
Hey,
karibu tulepuke huku. And then it has these bits of yellow in it, which they symbolize like, okay, amidst that anger and all of that, there is that happiness that I'll find. Yeah. So after that, I kind of felt like, so I just went and sat down and looked at, like, if someone could look at that painting, they're like, wow, what was happening? But to me, it's like something beautiful. You know, there's that sense of happiness when you know that you had a decision to express something in a healthy and an unhealthy way, but you ended up taking the right way. Yeah, you just feel good that you took the right. Yeah, so that's an example of express yourself in health. And
So hey, that's gonna black and red.
Black and red, I tell you.
Hey, just imagine if you didn't press yourself, what would have happened?
Yeah. I tell you. Let's not even imagine that scenario.
That is, so I was going to ask you something else.
I figured out that you have already answered it. Asking you, I was going to ask how you express yourself. I was going to ask you how you express yourself. Yes, and how it has helped you.
Okay, let me just explain it once again. Yeah, so how I express myself through art, I have mentioned about like emotions, and actually that is like a form of therapy when you get to interact with that medium that you're using, whether it's like art or maybe photography or dancing. Like, it's a form of therapy. You, by the way, Cassie, I know you do this, so don't tell me you don't. You think I try. You know, there are those scenarios when you just. You see, you're already laughing. There are those scenarios when you close the door to your room and just jump to that music that you like. Hey, you know that music that just packs up between you and you just feel like. Hey, you dance.
Not to make matters worse.
Your dance
to make matters worse, there is Ufa here. There is Ufa.
Hey,
so,
wait.
If headphones don't work,
I tell you, like,
there is Ufa.
You know, like that during. So, you just imagine those scenarios. I'm sure each one of us, like, to share a good part in such a situation, just close the door to your room and just dance. Hey, oh, Akati, nakwambia unajiona professional dancer, and you just get immersed into it.
Yeah.
Atakama, you have two left feet or whatever it is. And for a moment, you tend to like forget what is happening around you and stuff like that, and you just enjoy the moment. As in that form of, it's a form of therapy, you see. Yeah, so that's one way it has helped. And also, it's not only about the handling of emotions, like emotional intelligence. There are other ways that I have benefited from expressing myself through art forms. For example, it has also helped in self-discovery. Let me use the example of my photography journey. And I have an account. Oh, I am shamelessly plugging myself. Anyway,
this is your space as
well. Yes. So, mnaona jama hapo Instagram. I go by the name Tilidaf, and I showcase or display my photographs. And one thing is that that isn't the first photography account that I have had several others before, but that's the one that I actually, I think I started like in 2017, if wrong, and the pictures that I used to post are still there, hadi saizi ukienda ukiangalia utazipata. And actually, you can just scroll downwards and like all the way. I have no problem. I will not take it as if you're stalking me. You know, there's that tendency nowadays that if you find someone liking your picture, you're like, hey, nah, who are you? Hey, bro.
I'll see you,
I see you. You know, even people, I'm kind of going out of the topic, but you know, kuna vile watu wanaogopa hadi ku like picture zako, more than like 3 of your pictures, and like za ambazo like walizipata kwa hiyo account, so that they don't seem creepy or ni wasikae they are like stalkers. Actually, you like, imagine you can just scroll down and like. And one of the reasons why I haven't deleted those old posts, because it has been a journey. When I began photography, I used to take still life photography, that's like taking pictures of objects, stuff like that. Later on, I graduated to landscapes, taking pictures of landscapes, stuff like that. And you know, with time, I got to discover what I like. Okay, at the moment, I'm explaining another benefit, the self-education. It helps with self-discovery. So with time I got to realize what I like, then I got into portrait. I started taking pictures of myself, and at times I experiment and stuff like that with different things. Yeah, you know, you have to take a risk. By the way, you have to take usiogope, because it's through those mistakes that you're going to learn something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I tried out different styles, and eventually
you found what
I got to. Yeah, I found what I like. Saizi, I have realized that I like portraits and the type of I love color. If I was to choose black and white photography and colors, black and white is nice. It is beautiful, rich in its own way, but I just appreciate color. There's something about color that, you know, kuna tu pale inanigusa rohoni.
It does that to me too.
And I've realized, I like incorporating artworks inside the portrait.
Yeah.
Like graphic art. Yeah, and I'm still not yet done learning. I'm still learning. Like, as each day goes by, I'm learning what I love. So, you see, I'm discovering more about myself, what I like, what I dislike. So, so that's another benefit of immersing yourself to such an activity.
Yeah, and I've actually seen your photographs and how you've incorporated the art in it, and it just speaks volume. Like, it says a lot. Like, it doesn't have one interpretation. Somebody just can come and see and feel a certain way. Like, have you ever just seen that? Like, a photography just this is something, it just makes you feel a certain way. Yeah.
Okay.
So
Something about those photographs that I take when, as we're speaking about self-expression, in those projects that I create, when I take a certain photograph, I aim to communicate something. Let's say I'm in a certain period of my life, and this is common with most of the pictures that I have taken. I might be in a certain period in my life, and I'll just gather the lessons that I have learned at that point, and I'll express them via that picture.
Yeah.
Si lazima ile uone tu imepestiwa. Let's say I have learned about joy and happiness. Mm-hmm. You know that I'm going to paste the two words on that photo at joy and happiness. Like, I can highlight this small detail or something of that sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's just me expressing myself, not only my emotions, but also the lessons that I've gotten to learn.
You know, actually, that all the way to every single art form. Because I was trying to write a song a certain day, and I was at school. I was not successful because it just kuna venye to, it just didn't feel like it's a song that I've written. A friend of mine who writes songs and writes a lot of them, and I asked her, what would you tell somebody who's trying to write a song, because you write songs so well? And she told me, you need to feel the song, you need to connect with the song and try and as a way of communicate. And I just actually that is so
adding on what you've said, actually you talked about this episode, the one that second last, being true to yourself. If you're creating something or you're expressing yourself without being true to yourself, you're not doing anything. Let's say, let me use Paul. Let me take the example of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not that I am a professional
dancer, but
I am a professional dancer in court, in my bedroom, and in the house. Yeah. let's say I feel like moving in a certain way, mm-hmm. in a certain way. Let's say I jump to the 90s songs and 80s, mm-hmm. yeah? Mm-hmm. Those zilizopendwa songs, mm-hmm. the old vintage vibes. Mm-hmm. And you know, those songs had their own different dance
from
dance.
Yeah, from me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And like, that's what I love, and that is what I'm attracted to. So that is what I am.
Yeah.
That is me. But let's say in this generation, you find yourself that, okay, in this generation, you find that there are these new dance styles, let's say.
OG dance.
Kelsey, Ebu, Ebu mention them.
I don't do that.
Guara.
I think I should call brother here.
So, I think, like, at the moment, mm-hmm. there are these new dance styles and stuff, and they're not that similar to the zilizopendwa dance moves, mm-hmm. which you like really like. So someone may be like, "Ay, sasa mimi nikianza kucheza hivi nini?" You know, okay. Someone will say, "Okay, so that I may be like these people, let me just dance current dance styles." But that isn't you, like. That's you're not being true to yourself. So you're not expressing yourself. You are expressing the people's expectations on you.
Wow. Yeah? Like, I think I'm going to like that one. I'm going to put that one on a quote.
Hey, motivational speaker. Call me motivational speaker.
Come here.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's a very important point.
Yeah.
Like when you want to express yourself, be true to yourself. Yeah. Do what you find you.
Yep.
Let me. Okay. Yeah. Just be you. Mm-hmm. Just be you. Yes.
So, this thing about expressing yourself through art, reading, and all that. Some of us kind of like we get restricted. You know. Some things that hold us back from, and how do you like overcome?
Okay. Before I mention like on ways in which we can overcome such restrictions, there's this thing that I believe personally. I believe that all human beings have an intrinsic ability to be creative, and they have an innate desire to find ways to express themselves. Like, I believe every human being has one way of creatively expressing them. And you know, like, back when you were kids, how we would just play and create these drawings, atakama ulikuwa unachora stick figures, you just find yourself venturing into these things, but you find that later on, unapata mtu ameacha, but you find that those people who stick to it, they later develop it, ndo saizi tunawaita the artist,
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something, there are these restrictions that people place on themselves, ndo maana they let go of this thing. You find, like, when they were children, they were doing these things, like, huyu mtu alikuwa anachora these stick figures, but saizi ukimuliza, can you draw something? They're like, huh?
Yeah.
Drawing? Or can you dance? They're like, hey, I have two left feet. As in, there are these things that make someone let go, and these things are called limitations, and they can be external or internal limitations. And let me just talk about the two separate external limitations. For example, this can be like people's comments on your work. Let's say you express yourself creatively via photography, and someone is like, "Ay, Kelsey, hiyo picha umepigaje? Oh, nini, haikai vizuri. What? You know,
mm-hmm.
we are sensitive, huh? Like,
yeah.
There are people who will take that in and they'll be like, you know what, bye-bye photography. I'm never...
We had a lot
ways at this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so those are like external limitations. You think that the comments that people tell you, you end up leaving that thing. You end up expressing yourself via that thing. And then we have the internal limitations, and these are the most dangerous. They are easy zinakumaliza, because this is within yourself. This is what you're telling yourself as an individual. You know, kuna ile ambayo mtu atakwambia like, Kelsey, hii haikai poa, you cannot do this. And then there is hiyo ya mimi kama Kelsey siwezi kufanya hii. So unaona like the one with more damage is what you tell yourself. Is what you tell yourself. Sure. And actually, this is common. You find people like they used to do something, but wameacha. And one of the reasons is like what they tell themselves, what they feed themselves. And let me tell you guys a certain story. Ni ya huko kitambo, like involving the Greeks and stuff. And basically emphasizing on story, internal limitations more dangerous than external limitations. So centuries ago, there was this war known as the Trojan War. The Trojan War. Yeah. So it was between Greeks and this mighty city known as Troy. And this war was like for 10 years, the Greeks were not able to the people of Troy. So these guys, our Greeks, they came up with a certain idea. After a particular war, walisema some of their soldiers will go back to their ships and wata pretend kuwa wana sail back. They are sailing back to their country, kama hiyo ya kusurrender. Well, the other portion of the soldiers will hide themselves in this huge sculpture of a horse that they were going to present to hawa watu wa Troy. So this inakaa unaijua.
Sijui, I've just seen like I think I have seen like that sculpture or something.
Actually, it has been depicted in a certain film. So let me continue. So the other portion of these Greek soldiers decided to hide in this. The best soldiers were hidden in this huge horse sculpture known as the Trojan horse. And then they placed sculpture outside the gates of this city, Troy, which was the mighty city and stuff. So walikuwa wameweka hapo nje, we present it as a gift, yani le, we have surrendered and we have given you this culture, it's a gift and stuff. So hawa wakubwa wa hii city Troy, they told the king not to receive that horse, not to allow that horse sculpture inside the city. But the king ended up saying, oh, let us just bring it in. So they took it inside, and during the night, the soldiers came out of that horse. Kuna kitu kama mlango hapo walitoka, and then they went and opened the gate for the soldiers. Wale ambao walijifanya wamesail back, walirudi over the night, and like all those Greek soldiers entered into the city and they demolished everything, like
from the inside.
The entire Troy got demolished from the inside. You see, like how a jamaa, over the damage that they did in that night, ilizidi the damage that they could have done over the 10 years from the outskirts of the city.
Yeah.
Are you getting what I'm saying, Kelsey?
I'm getting very much.
Yeah. The damage that they did from the inside of the city ili exceed ile damage walifanya over the 10 years from the outskirts of the city. So what am I trying to emphasize, or what am I trying to say out of the story? What you tell yourself from the inside, his or internal limitations, that the ones that damage you the most compared to the external ones.
Yeah.
Like what you tell yourself can either build you or damage you the most compared to what another person says. Yeah. So these are things that utapata mtu ameacha ku venture into a certain creative outlet, ameacha kuji express using this art form because of what they have told themselves over the years, that Lucy, I cannot do this. And let me just tell you, you can do it. You can do it. Start feeding yourself positivity and tell yourself you can do it and get to it. Get to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's like, wow, that is hair. I think we are going to stop this podcast here because you guys have had, like, oh, this is amazing. Just preached. Honestly, if someone...
Hey. Call me preacher. Hey.
If someone lives here the same way they came, me, I don't know what else I can give to them because, yo, this is like... Yeah. So Lucy, we're so glad to have had you here, and this is amazing to us. Like, what would you say, like, in conclusion for me?
Okay, what would I say? In conclusion, I would just say that take a risk to get out of your comfort zone and try out something new that you can, ambayo unaona itakusaidia, like, to express yourself. But okay, like, as I had mentioned earlier on, you can express yourself via clothes. Maybe wewe umezoea, unavaa a plain white t-shirt and jeans, but you know, like, your sense of style is so different, but you're like, what are these people going to think about me if I dress like that? Okay, like, how do I place it? As in, go for it. Be just true to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to paint, in a certain way, you paint in that way. Bora, you're being true to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And feed yourself with positive stuff. Feed yourself with positive stuff when you're venturing into something. Like, if you want to express yourself via poetry, go towards it with a positive mindset. Yeah, usi biambie oh hawezi and stuff. Yeah, so go for it. Yeah, and enjoy it.
So amazing. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Anyway, guys, that's it for this episode. I'm so happy that we've reached this far with you all, and I'm just saying thank you to you all, and I hope that I keep on adding value to your life, because yo, what's all this if we cannot add value to you? Because yo, you're the one that matters, and you want to start that thing, just start already, honey. Yeah, this is a time for you, and now I just hope that you are not leaving here the same way you came. I hope you had a great time. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. And if you did, share with your friends and family. I mean, honestly, this is an amazing community. And yes, you can join our community at DearCreativeMe_podcast on Instagram, you know, like, and have more updates in case we have more updates and see, like, good stuff there, because yo, I post a lot. Anyway, oh yes, and we're gonna have a hotline number soon. I keep saying soon, but yo, this is soon. It's happening. Anyway, I'm gonna say ta-ta.